WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Valor Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a free sub available, you can use it for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. Happy New Year, everybody! It is New Year's Day Eve, and we are live. We are celebrating, and joining me, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
I mean, it would be appropriate to forget to introduce yourself in the first show of 2026.
Scuffed. It's scuffed, man. Brain scuff. What do you want from me?
It's 2026. We're here. It's Pop Goes the Rack.
I thought I would try introducing you first.
Yeah, that's how that works. Yeah. That's how this goes. But we're here. We're live. It's a Thursday. It's New Year's Day Eve. And yeah, we're gonna see how bad our predictions were for last year. I'm gonna make some bold predictions for 2026.
Yes. And joining us to help us do that, the keeper of the sheets, the one, the only, the intern, Kane Kittens.
I don't want to talk. I'm just here to keep records.
You have to talk.
I don't want to talk.
You're actually leading most of this. You're leading the show basically tonight.
Oh God! You know what happens when I talk right now.
I know what happens when you talk right now.
Well, you didn't give us the sheets. You have the sheets. You gave us the blank. So we have to give you our input.
That's because Rock said he had to get the blank.
Okay. But we need a blank copy of the sheet because, you know, got to give predictions.
Yeah. But okay. Hey, at least I got it to you quick when you asked.
You did.
Okay. So do we want to take predictions?
Oh, no. First, we start off with the embarrassment.
Okay, well, you have to lead that part.
That's fine. Because first we need to see what we picked. Yeah, first we have to do, like, what we picked year in review and see how bad we all did. And then we can start, you know, fresh with a brand new set.
Yeah, because we probably did really bad. I got this hunch we did.
I mean, I will simply say this. Spoiler alert. Everyone earned a point at some point during the year.
Okay.
Let's go.
So there is no shutout this year.
That doesn't give me confidence for the rest of the picks, but at least we got at least one right.
All right. So we're going to go down the full sheets. So at the very top, we have our WWE World Champion. So this is your Raw main title. Rock, do you remember who you put?
No.
You had one, Braun Breaker.
Oh, I'm so close on this one. We're so close. So close.
You're like 2 months out. You're like legit 2 months out.
I'm four.
He's 1 week out because he's fighting for the title on Netflix.
Yeah, on Monday.
Get it on Monday. They're not going to do that.
Crazier things have happened.
Crazier things have happened, but they're not going to do it.
Lindsay, you did have someone who held the title at some point during the year.
I had Seth.
No.
No.
Four letters. One word. Yay.
Damn it.
You had Jey Uso. If you had that 3 months into the year, you would have gotten it, but no. Now, what I want you both to do is I want you to take your arms and I want you to cross them at your wrists. Why? And go straight edge, because that is who my pick was. The voice of the voiceless himself, CM Punk.
All right, Sprink, it's a point.
So, point one. So Rock went youth movement for part of his picks for Raw. For Intercontinental Champion, he had one ruler, Obafemi.
I mean, at some point you have to go with the youth movement.
You do. And, I mean, it's not a very bad pick. It's just he wasn't called up this year.
No, he just held the NXT Championship majority of the year.
Right. Lindsay has a champion.
Okay.
Just all right. Not on the main roster. She has the secondary champion on NXT holding the secondary championship on Raw. She had one Ethan Page.
I tried. At least, you know what? At least he got a title. That's something. It's not a point, but it's something.
He has two championships.
Don't forget, he's also the CMLL, or I'm sorry, the AAA mixed tag team champion with Chelsea. So he's a double champ.
That's great for him. I love that for him. We don't pick that, though.
That's true. Me has gone 2 for 2 so far, and I had Dominic Mysterio.
Feel like this is rigged somehow.
No.
This is so rigged.
And I will tell you, because last year we were talking about the fact that Dominic was on the cusp of, like, getting rewarded for being such a good heel, and I was like, yeah, they'll give him the secondary title, because they're not going to put the world championship on him.
Feel like this is rigged somehow.
No, don't worry, it all goes downhill real quick. speaking of, we have our World Tag Team Champions. This was one I had to wait until Monday to confirm because that belt was on the line and we did get a change. Rock's team is not even together anymore.
Oh.
He had the D'Angelo family.
Oh, yeah, they did break up.
They did, in fact.
And Tony is now just lurking in the shadows.
Yeah.
And attacking people at random.
Like you do.
Lindsay went the safest fucking route in the world, but the alternate safe route.
You know what? Don't come for me on that.
She had the New Day.
That is the safest pick you can make on any sheet.
Look, okay. I think I remember last year, and it was, I literally don't know who to pick, so I'm just going to pick one of the two tag teams that I'm pretty sure will be together by the end of 2026, because it's the Usos or it's the New Day, and they will forever be together at some point in some iteration. And I think that was what drove the pick, because I don't think I knew who to pick.
To be fair, the most recent champions before this were people thrown together for a tag team.
Yeah. Like, last year was like shit for picking tag teams, because it was all people pieced together. And because I remember we all struggled with it, because it was like, none of these people are going to be together in 2025. Nobody.
And the thing was, is like, you could have picked the Judgment Day, but it would have been like, wait, which iteration? Shit.
Right.
I went with a team that wasn't even together at any point during the year.
Oh, no.
I went Kevin Owens and Drew McIntyre.
Oh, my. That's a team.
I thought they were going to unite in their hatred for Cody and then, like, make a run, and they'd end up on Raw and get the belts. But no. One of them is had neck surgery, and we don't know when we're going to see him again. And the other one is still fighting Cody.
Yeah, the other one's fighting Cody, and we may never see Kevin again. So
yeah, or at least if we do see Kevin, he'll be in the crowd or as a coach or something.
Yeah.
All right. Women's World Champion, the belt held by one Stephanie Vaquer, who retained on Monday. Rock, you had Roxanne Perez.
Okay.
A respectable pick.
Yeah, she got called up, and she's had success on the main roster, so valid.
Uh-huh. She was a tag champ for a little while. Good on her.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with mine, just so that we have suspense for who Lindsay picked. I went with Julia, so I went with the wrong brand.
Yeah.
But she was a champion this year.
She was United States champion for a bit.
Yeah, and she was NXT World Champion.
Yeah.
So, not bad. Lindsay had Dakota Kai.
You know.
Yeah. How about that one's not.
Oh, Rock, it gets better.
Oh, God.
Women's Intercontinental Champion.
Oh, no.
Rock had someone who held the belt this year. He went with the man, Becky Lynch.
Hey, that's a good pick. That's a really good pick. She was Intercontinental Champion most of the summer and fall. That's a good pick.
Yeah, and then she dropped the belt to Maxine.
Yeah, and she'll probably pick it back up in 4 days.
Maybe. I had Roxanne Perez.
Respectable.
Why am I going last? Yes. Why am I going last?
Because you had Nikita Lyons.
Oh, damn it.
Who I think is on Evolve now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not even NXT, Evolve. So.
Yeah.
So those are your Raw picks.
All right.
As of the Raw grouping, I am 2 points, and Rock and Lindsay have 0 so far.
Okay.
But now we're going to move to Friday night. We're going to go to SmackDown. Rock went with the safest fucking pick in the world for SmackDown.
Yeah, and?
So Rock is on the board with Cody Rhodes.
Let's go. But my point was he won it back, and he did.
And he held the belt for fucking ever.
He's had it since SummerSlam.
He had, what, 3-4 months without the belt? That was it?
Yeah, when the Never Seen 17 held it.
Almost 2 years with that fucking belt, save for a vacation.
A movie
to,
role.
You know, go shoot a movie.
Actually, no, technically, he won the belt back and then filmed the movie.
That's true, because Drew put him through the announce table. Yeah. Lindsay had Solo Sikoa.
Look, he was on the rise, and then he wasn't, and I don't know what happened.
He found his MFT.
Yeah.
Mm.
Speaking of the MFT, or MFT adjacent, this guy was on pace to be a contender, and then I think he had dental problems or something. I don't know what the issue was. Jacob Fatu was my pick.
I mean, he probably had dental surgery. I think he had dental surgery, and then they're just holding him out probably to return to the Rumble.
Yeah. U.S. champion. This is where Rock went, again, youth movement, and picked the secondary champion for the NXT brand, Ethan Page.
Again.
I mean, we both foresaw him as a champion, so it worked.
He's technically, you know, representing North America.
It's not in that way, though.
Yeah. Anyway.
Lindsay went with Lexus King.
Youth movement.
Yeah, youth movement in TNA currently.
He was on NXT this past Tuesday. Lost in the quickest match in NXT history.
Yeah, like
who did he lose to again?
I forget, but I know he lost really quick.
And then I had the ruler, Obafemi.
Well,
I too thought he might get called up at some point.
We all did.
This time we mean it. He's going to get called up.
Yeah.
We're certain of it.
The WWE Tag Team Champions. So here we have the SmackDown 6. Rock picked one of them to be our champions. It wasn't the Wyatts, though.
But they were champions.
He went with the Street Profits.
They were champions.
For a brief moment.
A few couple months.
Yeah. I think I'll go next. I went with the Lucha Bros.
Never.
I don't like it when I go last.
They were supposed to team up in AAA, but Penta got hurt.
Penta got hurt. I had hopes that, you know, they might put them together for a little bit. Didn't happen. Lindsay,
what?
You had the AOP.
God damn! Did I just jinx everybody? Like, fuck.
So we don't have surprise release on this show. That's safe for WTR. But apparently, whoever Lindsay picks is up for contention in surprise release.
Apparently.
I'm sorry, guys.
WWE Women's Champion. So this is your SmackDown Women's Champion. Rock, you were so close at one point. Julia.
Nah, I'll take it.
Lindsay had Chelsea Green, currently a champion, just not the main champion.
It was so close.
My pick is still down in NXT. Jordynne Grace.
Okay.
Again, thought call-up may have happened, but did not. Speaking of women's U.S. champion, Rock had Jordynne Grace.
Okay. Surely it will happen.
Lindsay had Julia.
She was champion.
She was champion. Was champion. Just not at the end. This is where I'm going to eat some crow.
Mm-hmm.
I had Shayna Baszler.
Oh.
Who's on her way to being a producer with WWE.
I don't know. Maybe.
At least she'll be employed.
Yeah. Right. Women's Tag Team Champions. This is dubious. So, Lindsay, you and I are going to have to talk on this one.
Mm-mm.
You had Bianca and Jade.
Okay.
Fairly decent pick to have, but weren't the champions. I had Fatal Influence, who's
why do we have to talk?
Seemingly on the cusp. Because Rock had Damage Control.
I mean, technically, that's correct.
Oh, fuck. But they aren't called Damage Control. They're being billed as the Kabuki Warriors.
I was going to say, this is one of those things where it's like, if you pick Judgment Day, is it just anyone in Judgment Day?
You didn't ask for specifics.
I'm willing to award him points.
Sure, what the fuck. Let's be generous. Give it to him.
All right. So, after the main roster, then,
mm-hmm.
You're sitting at me with 2 points, Rock with 2 points, and Lindsay is happy to be here right now.
Well, I have a point coming at some stage of this. I know that for a fact, because you said we all got a point.
So speaking of the NXT champion, right off the bat, I'm going to start with Lindsay picked Obafemi.
Yay! I finally got one.
Lindsay picked the Cody Rhodes of NXT, and it worked out.
Look, for a show that I don't watch, I thought that was pretty decent.
Ock had Javon Evans, who got plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, and he was in the main event this past week.
Yep. And then I had, well, we have a redeem for it, so if someone wants to click the points, you can say his name and he appears.
You actually have to say his name.
It is one, Joe Hendry.
Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
There we go. All right, the NXT North American champion. Rock, you had Lexus King.
Like, we believe in Lexus King.
We wanted to.
I mean, he is leading the efforts of taking over TNA.
I love that for him, but that doesn't help.
No, it doesn't. Lindsay, you had one Charlie Dempsey.
I think he's involved. I think he's involved in that TNA movement.
Yeah, I think he is too. I had Javon Evans.
A little off, but it's fine.
NXT Women's Champion. Rock had Zarya.
We thought it would be a thing. I thought the other girls would get called up and she would get the belt.
Yeah. It's not a bad overall pick, but yeah. Lindsay had Stephanie Vaquer, who was NXT champion for some time.
Like 5 minutes.
Like 2 months.
Yep. And then became the WWE Women's Champion. And is currently.
Mm-hmm.
I had Lola Vice, who had a few cracks.
She had a few cracks.
She did.
She could be on the cusp of winning it. Sometime this upcoming year. She could be in the running for one of our picks this year. We'll see. All right. Our North American champion. Rock had Tatum Paxley.
But she was just women's champion, so that's a successful pick.
Yeah. She was just women's champion for a brief bit and will now be facing Izzy Dame for the next, I think, big NXT thing.
New Year's Evil next week.
Yep, New Year's Evil. I went with Zarya. She did fight for it. She was buddies with the North American champion.
She defended the title, technically, I think.
Yes. Yes, she defended it for Sol Ruka, but yeah. She just didn't hold it.
Yeah. I mean, she's held it, but never won the title. Like, she probably held it for her.
And Lindsay's pick, continuing her trend of future endeavors, Gigi Dolin.
Oh, yeah.
I believe Gigi Dolin has most recently tried to set Shotzi on fire on the indies.
Yes, I believe so. I believe that's a thing, yes.
All right. NXT Tag Team Champions. Rock had Hank and Tank.
Okay, I call that a respectable pick.
They were champs.
They were. Didn't they go to Japan or something now?
They're back.
Yeah, I mean, now they're like doing a Japan gimmick or something.
Oh, I didn't know the Japan gimmick. I just know that they just came back like 2 weeks ago and beat someone up. I had the No Quarter Catch Crew, who aren't really a thing anymore.
They're all kind of broken up. They all wanted to get away from Charlie Dempsey.
Yeah. Even Ren kind of got away from him.
Yeah.
And Lindsay continues her streak. She had the boys from across the pond. Gallus.
This is terrible.
Oh my god. This is awful. I feel so bad.
This is what? Four people who have been released?
Yes.
Oh, I just saw this on Twitter.
Oh no.
Wait, we're out of champions.
Right, but now we're into the special picks.
Oh god.
So after NXT, it is myself with two, Rock with two, Lindsay with one. We're all on the board. Surprise call-up star! Rock, you had Sean Spears.
I figured they'd give him a run.
Of the culling.
But they gave him a group instead. This worked out for him.
Mine is interesting because it didn't say call-up from NXT.
We'll be judging this one.
Hikuleo.
That's...
He made the main roster.
Was he so he was on the PC?
Yeah.
I give you a point.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Lindsay keeps the streak going! Wesley!
Oh my god. This is so horrible.
Five people.
That's...
So I just want everyone to remember these picks when we're getting into 2026. If you have any kind of money that you want to put down on who's being released, Lindsay's look for Lindsay.
Lindsay's changing all of her, Lindsay's changing all of her picks to not people she likes.
No! No! Don't put that on me. Please don't put that on me. I feel awful.
Alright, breakout star. I told Rock this one. Lindsay, Rock is committing gimmick infringement.
Why?
His breakout star was Cora Jade.
Okay, so I'd like to argue this pick.
No, breakout on OF doesn't count.
She is having a more successful year than she did last year. She is in a financially better place than she was 1 year ago. She is, in fact, having a better break. She had a breakout year this year.
So wait, are we going to change this into breakout in wrestling? Because she's no longer wrestling at all.
I kind of can't give you
I don't want the point. I'm just making a pointless case.
Making the argument.
Giving you the argument of technically she had a breakout year.
Technically, yes, she had a breakout year, but she had it whipping her tits out. So, which more power to her, if that's what she wants to do, go for it and conquer, girl.
A lot of women in the early 2000s had that same breakout year in WWE by whipping them out.
Yes, they did. So that's why I say no judgment, but...
To be fair, I don't think she's even whipping them out. I think she's just kind of hoovering them.
She's flaunting.
She's flaunting. But still, no judgment. You do, girl. But I think it has to be in WWE. You have to have the breakout year WWE.
Yeah,
or TNA.
Yeah, or AEW or wherever.
I mean, technically, we could say AEW, but we just don't ever happen to pick that.
We don't.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Until we get to our bold predictions, then we go TN, then we go AEW at times. Lindsay had Bronson Reed. Now, the caveat of that, because I put this in the notes here, he had to have held gold.
He did not hold gold because the year before, he had a really good year, we argued.
He got close.
Before he got hurt in before he got hurt in War Games.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, we made the caveat here. He was already on the rise because he was feuding with Rollins at the time. So it was like, he was now, at a level.
Yeah. Rock, do you want to make the point, though?
The Shula Fala.
He did hold the Shula Fala.
He did. He did hold the Shula Fala.
He was the tribal thief.
I think the Shula Fala earns a half.
All right, Lindsay gets half a point.
I'll take half a point. I won't argue that.
I will italicize that on my sheet for half a point. I, however, earn a full point because I met the condition.
Let me hear it.
Julia.
Oh, no, you had Julia.
Julia was NXT Women's Champion to start the year. She then got called up to the main roster. She then won the secondary title on the main roster. Is she in the greatest position in the world? No. But she did hold the belt, and the breakout star condition was she holds gold.
That was a qualifier. It doesn't mean it's the full reason. Because has she been elevated? Would you say, I'll make the argument, is she? Because you just said it. I don't think she's in the greatest spot in the world. Use your own argument. Is that breakout? Because she's not in a great spot? She held a championship? Yes. But what, a year ago, was she in a better spot?
On NXT, she may have been top, like higher up on the card, but she is getting put on fairly regular television. She did hold a secondary title. I could make a case she still had kind of a breakout.
The kind of a breakout isn't a breakout. I would say it's a half at most. I could give him a half. But because he did meet the condition, she did hold gold.
Right, but his own argument was, I don't think she's in the best spot. He kind of sold his spot. So, yeah, half a point.
Okay, half a point. Surprising return. Rock called it, light it up, AJ Lee.
Oh, thank you.
I pick, came back to WWE, Rusev.
That's a point, too.
Lindsay's is still behind the commentary desk, unfortunately. As much as we would love for him to be a surprise return.
Yeah.
It's one that we want, but we just did not get, and that's Big E.
At least he didn't get released.
No. Yes. I think Big E is secure right now, being on that pre-show and everything. And also, it looked like for a bit there we were going to get him as part of that New Day.
So
it looked like we were sitting there.
So I think he's in a really good spot because he's a good cross-sport athlete who can go to the college football stuff and represent WWE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's someone that you can put on ESPN.
Yeah.
And have him be like a good, reputable voice. And he can also serve as general ambassador. Like, you need him, you need people to go to do the school stuff and other things. You send Big E because he just fits.
Yeah, and he's been doing all this. He goes to do the Fox Sports stuff for whatever their big Saturday show is, whatever it's called.
Their pseudo game day.
Yeah. He's done stuff with them, so he fits.
So he's safe. He's not getting released. We're thinking he's doing all right.
All right. So before we get to bold prediction, what's the point score is at?
So let me see. So I am at 2, 3, 4.5.
Okay.
Lindsay is at 1.5, and Rock, you are at 3.
Okay.
So bold predictions. Rock had that Kenny Omega retires.
I mean,
it's a good pick.
He's not retired though. He's
no, but
fighting MJF.
Oh, I understand this, but there were talks for a minute in it.
Oh, I know. There's plenty of people saying that either this year or 2027 is the year that he announces that he's done. You also had that Cody is injured and out most of the year.
No,
you got close.
Didn't get injured.
You got close.
Yeah.
Well, was it really injury or was it injured?
No, I thought he was going to get injured.
Right.
So I wouldn't have counted if he was injured, quote unquote, and out.
Lindsay took a step and went an AEW prediction and went the complete opposite. She picked that Tony Khan would take a step back and give up creative.
Instead, he took on full control of creative and is writing every show by himself before he gets input from anyone else.
Right. He completely outlines everything himself.
God, I just tried to fuck over the wrestling industry, didn't I? Jesus Christ.
He really is in the weeds and just does it all.
It's a bold strategy. Let's see how it works out for him.
I mean, to him, they had a very successful year. He won promotion of the year.
According to Sports Illustrated, he's Booker of the Year.
Japan promoter, promotion of the year, male superstar, all the things.
Every Sports Illustrated award went to Tony Khan, or went to Tony Khan's program.
Now, here's the question. If the Jags go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl...
Does that mean he's executive of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he take credit for it, number one, and is he executive of the year?
Maybe. Maybe. All right, what's left?
My bold prediction.
Which was?
I had two of them, and one of them was a two-part condition that you came up with. One part of it came true, not the second. So first up, it was that Britt Baker and Ricky Starks will be in the WWE by the end of the year.
Part of it came true.
Batting 500 on that. The other part was Tony Folds Ring of Honor.
Neither happened on that one.
No, although I really think he should fold Ring of Honor by now.
Nah, he's got to sign multiple people to work with Ring of Honor, AEW, and CMLL, and have a championship that just floats around. That's kind of the deal.
Ring of Honor doesn't have a fucking TV deal, and is barely staying alive on their own platform.
So, overall, the score was...
4.5 for me, 1.5 for Lindsay, and 3 for Rock.
I'll take it.
Wasn't there one with Jade?
You what?
Wasn't there one with Jade? I thought there was one with Jade. Because I remember us arguing about it.
You had the tag team with Bianca and Jade.
But we were talking, was it last year that it was Jade had to be the breakout superstar and she had to win gold? Because I remember us talking about it.
I think that was the genesis.
I think that was 2 years ago.
Of the argument up for it.
Like, yeah, it was 2 years ago where it was Jade being the breakout star and we were, and the contention was, wait, did she come in as a breakout already? And therefore, do we need to add that contingency of if it's someone like that, like a Julia, they had to have held gold to therefore.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. I think
that was the case.
Well, I just remember us arguing about it because it was like, is it or isn't it?
Yeah, it was a back and forth for 5 minutes of like, wait, do we award this point or no? Is she a breakout or no?
Yeah, well, that's kind of genesis of we missed the stipulations. By the way, chat, this is a casual reminder before we get into our 2026 prediction. This is The Rack. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock or Linton Ward in the Fortnite Item Shop or Epic Game Store because hashtag Epic Partner. And there's Pulp Fiction. There's SpongeBob. There's Terminator. You name it. It's in Fortnite. Just use the codes.
Harry Potter's in there.
Genshin.
Harry Potter.
Not Genshin.
So, there you go.
All right. But today, though, we officially turn the page from 2025, and we are firmly now in 2026. Therefore, meaning we are creating our sheet of integrity for this upcoming year that we will then review next year and see how poorly we did and how many of Lindsay's picks are still with the company. Oh. Not only is Lindsay the AEW expert, she is also the WWE pink slip.
Yeah. Oh
my God. No, I don't want to be known as that.
That kind of works.
No, I don't want that.
Wait, what was a blame Lindsay? Oh, that was a couple breaking up.
Yeah, I had you're fired, but she can definitely take that over.
No,
I mean,
technically,
she is breaking things up. It's just she's breaking people up from the company.
True.
No.
Yes.
No, do not want.
I mean, Lindsay, I have factual evidence that you were the bringer of death for about 5 people.
Just because you have evidence doesn't mean I want it.
Oh, so now we're just going against the data. Got it.
So yes.
Other people can do it, I can do it.
She's what, the AEW expert and the pink slip what?
And the WWE pink slip.
The WWE pink slip, okay.
That sounds like the town whore. I don't want to be known as the WWE pink slip.
Okay, you're WWE's future endeavors.
I don't think that doesn't sound any better.
Well, the only way she can redeem herself is to make picks that don't get people fired this year. So, we're going to start with the WWE World Champion.
Start on Raw, yeah.
Hold on, Brent.
We should mention, ChatGPT is now part of this predictions going forward.
Yes. As long as ChatGPT is around.
Yes.
They're part of
They're part of the picks. Or a future AI program.
A future inanimate thing making predictive elements for us. So, the world champion on Raw, the WWE world champion, will be who at the end of 2026?
I'll go.
Rock.
The Maverick, Logan Paul.
God, I hope you're wrong. God. I'll take Austin Theory over him.
Uh-huh. Lindsay?
I'm going to go with Penta.
Penta to be the world champion. Okay.
And Penta.
Brian?
I'm going with Rock's pick from last year, the ruler, Obafemi.
ChatGPT says Bron Breakker.
Okay.
I considered him, but I think he's going to hold it earlier and not be at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those, like, you can pick who you think is going to be a world champion. That's easy. But it's like, who is it the man at the end?
Yeah.
Or woman, as the case may be. Intercontinental champion.
Ricky Saints.
Ricky Saints getting the call up. Lindsay.
Say his name and he will appear. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Joe Hendry. I went with...
Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
I went with the young OG, Javon Evans.
Okay.
And ChatGPT?
Obafemi.
Oh, they're thinking Oba gets the secondary. Okay. All right. World Tag Team Champions. Lindsay, who's your cop-out pick?
I'm going with The Vision.
Okay. Okay, so, The Vision. So we're going to clarify because we had to do the, you know, maybe we'll give it to him, maybe we won't. Who?
The Bronze.
Okay. Lindsay's saying The Bronze.
We'll give her The Vision so she could get the half a point or whatever.
Yeah.
But
how about this? If it is actually The Bronze, it's a bonus. The Vision can get you the point because it's the group.
Okay, I can agree to that. So write that down somewhere. Yeah, I can agree to that. Just make note of it so we remember.
I have that. I have Bronze bonus.
Okay.
Rock.
The Motor City Machine Guns.
Okay, so you see them going over to Raw.
Yeah, you gotta switch up the tag divisions.
Okay. All right. I went with... They couldn't make an appearance in AAA, but they're gonna make an appearance on the main roster. Penta, Rey, the Lucha Bros.
Okay.
I'm holding out hope. And ChatGPT says...
The New Day.
Somebody has to do the cop-out.
I mean, to be fair, there's only like two or three actual established tag teams on Raw, so it just went with, who's a tag team? Here.
Yeah, basically. It's like, how do I pick this? There's like no tag teams. Same thing for like NXT. It's like, what? Like, god damn it, get the tag division together.
All right, your women's world champion, Rock.
Rhea Bloody Ripley.
Lindsay. You.
We one-brained it, mommy.
I went with your favorite wrestler's favorite wrestler, AJ Lee.
I thought about it, but I don't know if... I think she's going to be one that holds it, but not... In the fall.
I thought by the end of the year they could do it because she's not around a lot and you could have her hold it without having to make a lot of appearances.
Okay.
And ChatGPT says...
Stephanie Vaquer.
Okay, so she drops it but gets it back.
Cool. Yep.
All right, we did the men's Intercontinental Champion. Now it's time for the women's Intercontinental Champion.
Jordynne Grace.
Right, Jordynne Grace. Lindsay?
I went with JC Jane.
Finally getting the call up. Okay.
All right. I went with the prodigy, Roxanne Perez.
Chelsea Green for ChatGPT.
All righty. So those are our Raw picks in a nutshell. Now it's time to go to SmackDown. The WWE Universal Champion will be at this time next year.
Well, technically, it's the Undisputed WWE title. There's no longer a universe.
Undisputed. Got it. Rock?
Ooh, hater.
Obafemi.
God damn it.
Z puts, does Obafemi, I take it?
Okay.
Again, we one-brained. Obafemi, by the way, just for clarity.
Three for three.
All right. I went with, look, he was supposed to get a push at the end of this year. Some things happened. by the end of next year, the Samoan Werewolf will be your undisputed champion, Jacob Fatu. By the way,
before we do ChatGPT, I want it clarified that for anything we one brain, I am not taking responsibility if they get let go. Okay? If anything happens to them and it's a one brain pick, I am not taking responsibility for that.
I don't think Rhea Ripley is getting fired anytime soon.
I don't think Oba Femi is getting fired anytime soon unless he does something really bad.
You don't know. You don't know what's coming in the next year. Anything can happen, guys. Anything can happen. So that's why I say I am not taking credit.
All right.
And for the record, I don't want anything to happen to either of them. But still, not taking credit. I'm not taking credit if people, if I solo it either.
You get credit.
You might not
take
credit, but you're still going to get awarded it.
Yeah, it's going to be
points. I want it.
Yeah.
Lindsay, you didn't want to be awarded the AEW expert, yet you constantly reinforce it over and over again.
Because you make me.
And yet you still get it right.
Tony needs to book better.
As you heard, that's not happening anytime soon. He gets the full pencil.
Anyway, the ring, General Guther.
Okay, not a bad pick by ChatGPT. All right, your U.S. champion, currently held by Carmelo Hayes.
Let Lindsay go first.
My U.S. champion, I picked Damian Priest.
Javon Evans.
All right, so Brock went with my Intercontinental pick for the U.S. championship. I went with Lindsay's Intercontinental pick. Oh, that's right, Joe Hendry.
Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
And ChatGPT's U.S. champion?
Ricky Saints.
Ricky Saints. All right. The WWE Tag Team Champions.
Lindsay.
Oh, Lindsay.
I didn't know what to call them because I don't think they're called the Bloodline anymore, so I went with the Tongas.
The MFTs.
God damn it. Son of a bitch.
Tongas. And they're the MFTs now.
Thank you. Them.
I went with the MFTs as well.
Do you go now, you're going to give specifics on that one?
I will say, for my pick, I'm going with JC and Hikaleo Tamatala for bonus.
For bonus. I'm going Lucha Brothers.
Okay, and Lindsay's going with the Gorillas. She went with the Tongans.
She did. So ChatGPT went with the New Day for the World Tag Team Champions.
The Usos.
They went with the Usos for the WWE Tag Team Champion.
All right. When in doubt, you pick the New Day or the Usos. That's just how this rolls.
Look who's the tag team, the world tag team champions currently.
Right.
All right. Your WWE Women's Champion, Jade Cargill's belt, will be held by who at the end of the year?
Lindsay.
I said Bianca Belair.
Alexa Bliss.
Son of a bitch!
We almost, oh my god, I almost picked that. I had Alexa in there and then I took her out and put Bianca.
I was like, they'll give Alexa a run at the end. That's fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
She hasn't held it for a while. She's a good person to have the belt for just a little bit. And by that point, she's probably going to feud with Charlotte. There we go.
Rhea Ripley for ChatGPT.
All right.
Solid pick.
Women's U.S. champion. We'll go Rock this time.
Bayley.
Aw, Bayley gets a run. Lindsay?
I said Alexa here.
Okay.
Not bad spy.
I went with another blonde. Charlotte.
Okay.
She's going to snatch that belt at the end of the year.
Okay.
Sol Ruka.
Sol Ruka. Okay.
Interesting.
And ChatGPT says?
Jordynne Grace.
Jordynne Grace. All right. Your women's tag team champions. You're currently the Kabuki Warriors, or as Rock put them, Damage Control.
Stephanie and Julia.
I'm going to say Raquel and Roxanne.
I went with Fatal Influence.
Bayley and Lyra for ChatGPT.
Not a bad pick.
Pretty good pick.
All right. So we've delved into the main roster. Now let's look at what the future holds on the CW. It is time for NXT. Your NXT champion at the end of this year is who? Lindsay.
I said Ethan Page.
Okay. Rock?
Miles Bourne.
Okay, Miles Bourne. I went with the current TNA X Division champion, Leon Slater.
Okay.
Okay.
ChatGPT went with the other half of that combo.
Javon
Evans.
Okay.
I mean, not bad. ChatGPT thinks he still needs a little bit more seasoning.
Yeah, the CW would probably like him, even though he's technically going to be a free agent. He's probably going to be in the main roster in about three weeks.
I was going to say either 3 weeks or Mania. Javon will be up there.
Hold on. I think he's actually going to get. He'll be involved in a multi-man match at WrestleMania. That's kind of what I'm thinking for him this year. Maybe a ladder match for a mid-card title.
Good.
Not a bold prediction, just a thought.
You'll have to amend your Mania. Oh wait, did you make Mania picks or was that just?
We did Mania. Yeah. I couldn't
remember if you made the picks as well. I'd have to double check.
No, I did. No, I he's not in there, but I can see how he's being progressed right now. I kind of see that's where they're going with him.
Oh yeah, well, especially with him. Yeah, you put him in the bouncies.
Yeah.
All right, your NXT North American Champion, currently held by Ethan Page.
Waiting for you to say a name.
Oh, you want me to go first?
No, to tell us one of us to go first. You know what I mean? You're leading.
You know what? I'll go first. I took Rock's NXT champion pick. I had Miles Bourne as the NXT champ, or the North American.
Well, you agree. Hold on. You agreed with ChatGPT.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I'm gonna give it another go. I'm going to say Charlie Dempsey.
Okay.
Don't say a word. Don't you fucking dare.
No, his dad's hired there, so he's probably got a little bit more safety. Rock?
Eli Knight.
Wait, who?
Eli Knight.
Is that like LA Knight's cousin?
He's. I think he was either Evolve or the reality show one of the two.
Yeah, he did spend a cup of coffee. He was with WWE for a little bit, then he went to AEW and fought on Dark, and then he's back with WWE through something. I was kind of tempted to put shit. Who's the speed champion?
I couldn't tell you.
Because he's the guy that first won. What's it?
LFG.
But I was going to put either Jasper Troy or Shiloh, because I think one of them could probably get the mid-card for NXT by end.
Okay.
All right. NXT Women's Champion, Lindsay.
I said Sol Ruka.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Lindsay agreed with the ChatGPT.
Okay, Lindsay went with ChatGPT. Rock?
Kendall Gray.
Kendall Gray, your North or your Evolve champion.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't she the Iron Survivor?
I don't remember. She might have been.
So I think that's what earned her the title shot at New Probably. Year's Evil.
That sounds about right. Yeah, she won the Survivor. Yeah.
Hey, Rock.
Yeah?
I want you to take your index finger, and I want you to point DMD.
Really?
Britt Baker, your NXT Women's Champion at the end of next year.
I mean, probably not.
That contract is up this year.
Yeah, but I don't think she goes there.
What, you think she's going to go to Japan?
No, main roster. I don't think she goes to NXT.
I think they're going to do like Blake. They're going to put her down in NXT to get people familiar with her.
Okay.
But that I wanted to take a leap on one of them, because you can pick the people from NXT already, but there's always some new blood that comes in, and so I went with that.
Okay.
I have a question about that.
What?
Is her dental practice in Florida or is it in Pennsylvania?
Florida.
Technically Florida. Okay,
then she could do NXT.
She moved back to Pittsburgh for a bit after the whole, you know,
thing. Well, I know he did.
Well, no, he moved back. No, he stayed in Florida.
I think she moved.
I thought he moved back.
No, he just moved to somewhere else in Florida, I think. So I don't think he was from Pittsburgh.
No, he's always been, I think, Panama.
Yeah, that's his home. He's the Panama City Playboy or whatever his tagline was. All right, what's next?
Oh, no, he's from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where he grew up. Although he's billed from Panama City, Florida, and lives in Coral Springs.
Yeah,
he's Lindsay, still in Florida. Good job!
Thank you.
All right, your NXT Women's North American Championship. Rock.
Skylar Ray.
Is that the girl from LFT Season 2?
Probably.
Or LFG Season 2?
Yeah, I picked some of the young girls and guys that kind of just you wait for the tag champs. Just you wait for the next one.
I don't know.
I don't know their backstory. There's too many shows, Brent. There's Evolve, there's LFG. There's too much stuff.
You could have gone Tyra Mae Steele if you really wanted that.
The Olympic gold medalist? I mean, she's the Olympic gold medalist.
Skylar Ray is the name.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I thought you said Gray. That's why.
No, Ray.
Yeah. Alexa Bliss 2.0, including the cheerleading background. Lindsay.
Yes.
Your NXT North American champion.
I went with thicker than a snicker, Nikita Lyons.
She's going back for it.
Running one back.
Nikita Lyons. All right. Well, you know, it worked for me in the NXT women's, so I'm going to dip back into the AEW roster for my NXT North American champion, Anna Jay.
Okay. You're really going out there.
Again, her contract, I believe, is up. There's been no talk of her resigning, and rumors have it that she's heading to Florida. Just another part.
Okay. Zarya for ChatGPT.
That's honestly who else I also considered, but I wanted to kind of take a leap. All right. Well, you hinted at this. Hey, Rock, who is your NXT Tag Team Champions?
I want you to take a walk. I want to guess from you who I went with.
Is it Shots?
Who's that? That's the college gimmick thing?
No. Private Party.
Oh, Private Party? No. I didn't even think of them. No,
oh, you went with Chase U?
No, I didn't go with them either. I went with Jackson Drake and Marcus Mathers. Are they currently a tag team? No. Are they probably in Evolve or LFG at the moment? Yes. But hey.
I'm sorry, Jackson Drake and who?
Marcus Mathers.
Marcus Mathers? That sounds like Marshall Mathers' cousin.
It does, doesn't it?
Marcus Mathers. WWE ID prospect.
Exactly.
Look, he's five-heading this. He's playing chess with this, okay?
This kid is smaller than Wheeler Yuta.
Okay, and your point is what? He's in Evolve, Brent.
Yeah, and?
Okay, their farm system.
Okay, so is Nikita.
But she went backwards, not...
Oh, wait, I know why you chose this, fucker!
No, why?
His nickname, Philly's Finest.
No, I did not look at his nickname. I just looked at a roster from Evolve.
He went fucking Homer.
No, I didn't. Honestly, I didn't. I looked at the Evolve roster and picked two names.
No, I know. I'm just giving you shit.
All right, Lindsay.
I went with the Culling.
Okay, so Sean Spears and whoever the fuck the other guy is. I went with Dark State.
Returning to NXT to win the tag team titles are the Ooze, the Creed Brothers.
Okay.
According to ChatGPT.
Are they injured or
they're waiting for Chad.
Oh, okay.
Which is soon, apparently.
Yeah, but Chad's got the other guys.
No, Chad does not.
Oh, wait, I forgot Ludwig took that over.
So wait, Chad's not getting it back?
But Chad never had them. El Grande had them. Two different people.
I hate you.
I swear to God, I'm going to come through this call and go for your face.
Well, I mean, technically one of them is a producer for AAA, right? He works with Taker?
I think both of them do, technically.
I was going to say, I thought Pete at least worked for, or was helping with AAA.
He is.
Taker's booking AAA?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or at least he has input. A decent amount of creative for it.
Yeah, he has input, a lot of influence.
Look, Hunter gets the main roster, Sean gets NXT, Taker gets AAA.
Because it's close to Texas. It all works out.
Yeah, fair. He doesn't have to travel far. All right.
So when does Michelle get introduced as an on-camera authority figure?
Season 13.
Yeah, she has a hostile takeover from Conan.
Yep.
Ah.
She's got to take Conan out first.
All right, we have three more picks to make.
Four.
On predictions.
Four picks.
Four.
Surprise call-up, breakout star, surprising return,
all right,
bold prediction.
Yeah.
So, surprise call-up. Who do people have? We'll start with Lindsay. Who's earning a pink slip?
Hate you. You're going to cry if this happens, but Jordynne Grace.
For call-up? Okay.
Don't you move me.
Because don't that's not...
Well, for right now, she's firmly entrenched in NXT.
But is it a surprise? Like, is it a surprise? That's more...
It's a surprise when it happens because we don't know when it's going
to
happen.
I'll give it to her because it's not technically like Obafemi, who's legitimately. I think a Javon Evans or an Obafemi would be like the Charlotte yeah. winning the Royal Rumble kind. I think Jordynne Grace could in theory spend the year on NXT next year.
She could, but it's on the border. Anyway,
Rock, who's yours?
Jada Parker.
Oh, finally getting that phone call. I went with gonna get a Hollywood ending in NXT and become an A-lister on the main roster, Blake Monroe.
Okay. That's also another one that's like,
I don't think she's on any kind of track to go up right now.
Okay.
Watch 2 weeks from now after she doesn't win the North American title from Thea Hale. She gets moved up.
She is in the Royal Rumble. Yeah. ChatGPT says Miles Bourne.
Okay.
I love it. You know what's great? We all went female, and ChatGPT was like, nah, I'm going the dude.
You know.
Because honestly, the women have a better shot of getting called up right now.
All right. Your breakout star. We'll go Lindsay.
I'm going to say, because I have him as world champion, Penta. And the stipulation on that, because he's already held gold, he's already kind of broken out, is that he does have to win the title.
Who's your
title?
I'm sorry?
Who'd you pick?
Penta.
He's never held a WWE championship yet, though.
I thought he held the tag.
No.
He was fighting for the Intercontinental against Dom, but I don't think he ever won it.
Yeah, so he's never held a WWE championship, so there's no real... The ceiling's low.
Okay, I'm just taking the stipulation off and I'm saying Penta.
Well, yeah, we still have our qualifiers for what we believe it would be, but he's...
So Penta becomes a champion.
Yeah, Penta, if he becomes a champion, then that's definitely a breakout. Because he's never gotten there. So we'll if he gets a champion, that's a caveat, but we'll see what he does with it and what it's all about.
Now, does that also mean tag?
That's why we will have a discussion how long the reign they would have if they have it, how they
do. Okay, yeah. This is the debatable topics if we need to get into.
Right. There's a baseline. He has not held a championship, so we can determine it from there.
Rock.
Javon Evans.
Okay. So he becomes a bigger name on the main roster.
Wins a championship. You know, he hasn't won the big one yet. He hasn't done anything. He's technically lost a lot.
He has. He's gotten to the point and lost. So
he's like Owen.
Even though he was Iron Survivor, he then blew the title shot.
Like they said, it's like 0-12 for title shots.
Yeah. Okay.
So he has he has a low baseline for not winning. He's popular, but he hasn't won anything.
So I almost went cop out.
Uh huh.
I almost went Obafemi with the condition he'd have to win the title.
But no, that condition would be win title plus long reign, because him winning the title is very much expected. That's not breaking out for him.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would be he would have to be the man.
Yeah, he has to be QB1 to be considered breakout.
So I did not go with that. I changed it. I considered it, but I changed it. This person has held a title at one point, but I think they want to do something bigger with him this year. Austin Theory.
I mean, they ought to, because, you know, they shaved his head and shit.
He's at a low bar. Yes, he's been a former champion, but if he wins a championship and three, four months as a champion, yeah.
If he can go from not being on TV and being a sideshow act with Grayson Waller to being, you know, coming out of the Vision looking good.
A relevant champion he would have to be.
Right.
Because in his championship pedigree, he defeated John Cena at WrestleMania. So he's had a successful title defense. So, like, it's a borderline. He has to have some real success coming with the championship to be considered breakout.
Yeah, I'm willing to look back at the year and debate it if need be, but I'm putting him as a breakout currently because, to be fair, he needs a little bit of career massaging.
Yeah.
All right, ChatGPT says for breakout star,
Nathan Frazier.
All right. I think that's a good choice. Mini Seth. Okay. Surprising return. I swear to God, if anyone has Chris Jericho.
Yeah. No. So we will qualify this on Sunday. Chris Jericho is not allowed for the prediction.
OK. Did you know Tim or someone would put that?
I'm going to put it in the group chat tomorrow. Chris Jericho is not allowed for a surprise. Oh, we all even think we do return.
He's not signed.
Do we do return for them?
Hang on.
I don't remember.
I'm clicking on the blank sheet that I put here. No, we have breakout, release, or fired, bold prediction.
Okay, so we don't have return. Okay, they have the fired. Okay, that was the difference.
These are the Lindsay Award.
I hate you guys.
All right, surprise.
That's what we'll call it on Sunday.
We'll call it on Sunday.
No, don't you dare.
Keeper to sheep says the rules. Anyway, surprise return. I went with AJ Lee last year. Caitlin.
Oh.
Okay.
Bring that spear back.
Yeah.
I mean, she is a fitness person, so she stays in pretty good shape.
Because the one I was going to abuse is too easy.
Who? Just say it.
Brie.
That
one's easy to call.
I don't know.
There's a lot of there's a lot of chatter about it. So that's more why it's an easy pick. As Lizzie says, she picked Brie Bella for the surprise return.
No. No, I didn't, actually. Who? I picked Zoe Stark.
That's not... No.
Yes.
Brant?
I mean, technically, she is under contract.
Yeah, that's not a return to the company. That's an injury. Everyone knows she's coming back.
But it's just a surprise return. It doesn't say from injury or to the company. It just says return.
I feel like we have this argument every year.
Look, you either take it or you sit here for 20 minutes while I figure it out.
You figure something out because that's someone on the roster. That's a roster member. But Brent, it's up to Brent, though.
If it is Zoe, she has to come back in a big way. She can't return against Natalya. If it's a surprising return, it is like AJ Lee wins the title, Zoe Stark takes her out in her first appearance. You know what I mean?
I can accept that.
If there's caveats, yes, because she's a member of the roster.
Okay. So it has to be a meaningful return moment.
And going forward, they have to be someone not on the roster.
Okay, put that in the sheet.
I will add that for next year's. Rock, I'm going with someone not on the roster, but who was.
Yeah.
They won't call him Bearcat, Keith Lee.
You think?
He's not being used in AEW, and he's healthy, and I have a feeling his contract's going to run out. He's going to get let go, and he'll go work with his wife. We've seen it with Alistair.
True.
ChatGPT says Paige.
Paige.
No.
That's. I don't know if I'd call that a surprise, but...
I can't argue with a computer on that one.
All right. It is time for our bold prediction. And remember, this is not Braun Breaker wins the Royal Rumble. What is our bold prediction for 2026?
Lindsay.
Okay. I went with the chaos option. This is called Chaos Timeline. No gods, no masters, everything goes off the rails. 2026 is the year that kayfabe and reality will fully collapse in wrestling. A top WWE star will walk out mid-contract and appear unannounced at a rival event. It's already kind of happened, so it's plausible. Legal threats will fly again. That's happened, and we will all eat it up like we did before. A major wrestling union movement will form publicly. It won't be quietly, and it will be led by mid-card talent who are fed up and done with this bullshit. And then promotions will blur reality even further on purpose. Real contracts will be referenced on screen. Real negotiations will turn into storylines, and real heat will be used as marketing. And then the bomb drops. One of the biggest promotions rebrands entirely. New name, new presentation, new philosophy. Wrestling becomes less about who wins and more about who controls the narrative. So by the end of 2026, kayfabe will be dead and it will be a long-lived meta kayfabe. Fans are going to be arguing about labor rights and storytelling in the same breath, and nobody remembers what indie versus major even means.
Lindsay, I want you to save that so that we can go through all of it next year.
Here, I'm just going to drop it in our chat and you can just paste it in.
Okay, so I'm going to put Lindsay's novel at the bottom.
Look,
okay.
There.
I'm just going to say no points. I'm just going to...
What do you mean no points?
Because it all has to happen to get the point. I don't...
I mean, the real contracts thing happens on down there, so...
But I don't... There's not going to be...
Some of that has already happened. Like, some of that happened this year.
I don't think
he wasn't under contract, but somebody did walk out and like show up in another company during their no compete.
But there's not gonna, I don't think there's gonna be a wrestling union. We'll see.
There could be.
We'll see.
There could be.
All right, so we have Lindsay and her WordPress. Rock.
Okay, so I have two, but I only want one to count.
Come on.
No, you put two out there. Let's go. Let's do it.
No, I'm going to give you both, but I'm going to clarify which one I'm presenting as it. Because the safe one, the Street Profits break up. Finally. That's not the one I'm going to use, but that's what I'm just throwing out there. If you want to write it, you write it. But the one that I want to count is this. A WWE main roster championship is defended at a TNA pay-per-view.
Okay, question. This isn't a WWE TNA cross brand
at a TNA pay-per-view, specifically
solely TNA pay-per-view.
Yes, because WWE and NXT won't have a pay-per-view together. That's why I call it a pay-per-view. So it's Genesis, Slammiversary, Bound for Glory, or whatever the fourth one is.
I understand. I'm just saying in case they did something like a Worlds Collide.
Yeah, no. This is a TNA. You have to put down $40 by the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to put in there, I said main roster talent, or main roster title defended on solely TNA pay-per-view.
Got it. TNA pay-per-view, not a PLE on the Peacock or CW like before. And it's a main roster title.
Okay. I have two.
Okay.
And I'm trying to decide if I want to go Rock route and not count one of them, or if I want to just belly up and do both. You know what? Fuck it. I'm rolling it. I'm going to go big. Number one. WWE/TKO will acquire a Japanese wrestling promotion.
I could see that.
Whether that's Noah or New Japan, possibly.
It's probably going to be Noah.
But WWE will own a property. And I picked that simply because we saw it with Evolve. We saw it with AAA. They pretty much have a big thing in Britain aside from, what was it?
Progress.
They want to create they want to create NXT Europe at some point.
Right. I thought the big one in Britain is the E one. The one that young Black Ospreay is part of.
Echo. I don't know. I don't think so.
But anyway, so WWE will acquire a Japanese one, whether it's
a Japanese wrestling company. Just it doesn't have you never know which one it could be, just Japanese wrestling company.
Right. It could be that one that what's his name created. The female one. All that.
The female one, yeah.
The other one, in a year of retirements, I'm not picking Brock. I'm not picking AJ. I'm not picking Jericho. Dominic takes Rey's mask as a retirement by the end of the year.
So you're putting it in there. The mask is taken.
I'm putting it at the end. Rey is retiring. And the way it's done is Dominic takes the mask off of him.
Okay.
Because just think how much heat he gets from that.
I mean, his dad just took his shoulder, so it would be payback.
Well, and also, I mean, picture if you did that in AAA, how much meaning that has, especially for the fact of, like, AAA still loves Rey, AAA likes Dom, you want to get him some big-ass heat and become a huge thing outside of the U.S.? Take dad's mask.
Yeah.
And again, that's why it's a bold prediction. May it not happen? Absolutely. But fuck it. I'm rolling the dice.
Okay. And ChatGPT's non-novel, because I only took the headline.
I can explain mine. Sorry.
A surprise brand unification match merges the WWE and NXT Women's Championship. And then creates a hedge fund and then starts a union and then grows their stock from there.
So WWE and NXT Women's World Titles merge.
Yes.
I wonder if that's going to be the SmackDown or the Raw version. Interesting.
And Old Miss just took the lead over Georgia.
Oh, shit.
6 seconds to go.
Oh, shit!
Beat him!
You mean Bama and Georgia could both be out of this?
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. Dude. Like, especially if Old Miss does it without Lane Kiffin. Can you imagine?
I was going to say... what does this do for Lane Kiffin? The fact that this is his team, he ain't coaching it, but that they could win. I would love to see them win the Natty, but it's not associated to him because he left.
There are 6 Ole Miss coaches who will become LSU coaches in this fall or this spring, and they could still pull off this upset. What?
What's the score? You said Ole Miss pulled ahead of Georgia?
Yeah.
ESPN has the scores wrong.
Oh, okay. Because I don't have the
ball went out at one. Ball went out at one. Oh, wait, they're calling a safety?
He flicked it back. Yeah.
That's at the one. It went out of bounds.
That's at the one. They're good. That's not a safety.
But the time's over.
Time's over. Game's over. But that's not a safety. He never crossed the plane. Ole Miss wins.
Miss beats Georgia. Oh, my God.
Okay, so that means the college football playoff. So that's Oregon and Indiana on the 9th.
Miami.
And Miami and Ole Miss.
Oh, that'll be fun.
They're celebrating on the field at the moment, and they're telling, wait a minute, go back out on the sideline.
1 second.
Like, they pulled out everything out. The trophies come out, the stages come out. And the rest are like, hold.
Yeah, there's the ball rolled out at the one, or you know, at the one with 1 second. So we're not doing play by play, y'all. But
no, because I'm on the delay, so I'm saying this like after it's happened. But there's wave everybody.
They're pulling people off the field.
They were like, now that we're going to get a referee's ruling, and yeah, but yeah, that never crossed the plane.
Interesting tidbit, if it holds up. Indiana, like, last college national football championship for each of the remaining 4 teams. Indiana never, Oregon never, Ole Miss 1962, Miami 2001.
It's been a minute, as the kids say.
Been a minute. So we have a year without Georgia or Bama, potentially.
SEC hope is Ole Miss.
Oh my God.
And Ole Miss was down.
Oh my God, the SEC's going to melt down.
Ole Miss was down 9 to Georgia to come back and win.
That's
personally
insane.
I'll take Miami or Indiana.
I wouldn't mind seeing Miami just because it would be cool to see the ACC win it.
The ACC, the one conference that everyone said, why is like the conference champion? Or no, I'm sorry. Was Duke the conference champion technically?
Oh, they called
People
it a safety.
People were bitching about the 8. They called it a safety?
Yeah.
Was it like he had stepped in the end zone to toss it or something?
I think they I don't think there was enough to reverse it, but it looked like it was out of the one.
Oh, everything, watching it live, it never bounced over the line. The only thing that it could have been was his foot was on the line or something, like he broke the plane.
But no one had the ball, like when it went out, that was the thing.
Yeah.
So he goes, doesn't matter. I think they just want to end the game.
They already have the stage and the trophy out. They got to end it.
No, they put 1 second back on. The confetti is still on. The confetti is at the end zone.
Gone.
Anyway, that is our prediction show. That's Pop Goes the Rack. That's
what a way to start the year, y'all.
What a way to end the show. What a way to start the year.
And no one would have predicted Georgia and Alabama going out on the same day.
It's a beautiful thing to see.
I love they pulled all the stuff on the field and had to pull it.
You know what? Here's the thing, though. They have to make sure it's right because they will hear about it for a straight solid year if they don't.
Not just that. All I have to say about this is the following. With 1 second on the clock, anyone else remember the Iron Bowl from a few years ago?
Oh, yes. I remember.
Bama and Auburn. They missed 1 field goal. Dude ran it back when no one thought they had a chance. Game over. Now, the thing is, I don't think Georgia can advance an onside.
I don't know. But anyway, we're done.
We are done,
so you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
We return for CB Radio this Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern with the Greater Than Great Debate, the first one of 2026, our annual Blame Robs of 2025. In the Greater Than Great Debate this Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern on CB Radio. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. They will give their predictions for 2026. Monday, it's the Raw Post Show. When Raw ends, we'll be live to talk about the Netflix 1 year premiere or year anniversary. The Stranger Things crossover on Monday Night Raw this Monday. We'll talk about it. when the show ends this Monday. And we are back next Thursday night for the 2026 Ramblin' Awards, celebrating the best of 2025.
I like him back off the field again.
It's at Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, wherever you get your podcasts, just search the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen to support the channel. You can use creator code ROCKINSOCK or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store when you go Back to the Future, SpongeBob, Pulp Fiction, and every other collab you could possibly think of, because we are
hashtag Epic Partners. Britt, you got stuff to plug?
You can find me on various social medias. I am on Twitter /X, Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky as either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. You can also find me in Saturday and Sunday nights here at CB Radio and WTR.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWRD. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can find me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinsWard0. While you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilms, youtube.com/mbg1211. Go like, subscribe, tell Matt we said hi, and wish him and his family a happy new year. So for Rock and for Brent, I'm Lindsay Ward. This has been Pop Goes the Rack. Happy 2026, everybody. May we kick ass this year and take names. So let's all work towards that. So you've been listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week for the Ramblin' Awards. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.